Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
We're very grateful for Scott Pruitt's leadership, and I would just tell you that
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt still has a job amid revelations EPA blocked reports showing widespread water contamination. New studies confirm global warming is rapidly intensifying hurricanes and their rainfall. Plus, California adopts landmark new solar building codes.
All of that tyranny and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Today is the 50th birthday of EPA chief and endangered animal fracker Scott Pruitt. Personally, I'll be honoring Scotty by roasting polar bear kebabs over a plastic bottle bonfire.
Happy birthday, Scott Pruitt. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, we go away for a week, which is like 3 years in Donald Trump time, and Scott Pruitt still has a job at the EPA?
Yes, yes, he does.
The most corrupt EPA administrator of all time?
Yep, but we'll get to that in a moment. First, Trump administration aides blocked the publication of a major federal health study showing a widespread nationwide water contamination crisis. That's just one of the revelations in a trove of internal Environmental Protection Agency emails obtained via public information requests by the Union of Concerned Scientists. The emails show that federal scientists with the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry had determined that toxic chemicals known as PFOA and PFOS used in Teflon and other products have contaminated water supplies across the country and pose a much greater danger to human health at far lower contamination levels than the EPA had previously said was safe.
So we know what's in this report. It looks bad for a whole bunch of companies, and yet the administration is simply refusing to release it?
That's right. The study was blocked after EPA political appointees and White House appointees called the revelations, quote, a potential public relations nightmare, saying that publication would increase the cost of cleanups of contamination at military sites and chemical manufacturing plants.
We know Scott Pruitt and Donald Trump are climate change deniers, but they have pretended the one thing they do care about is clean air and clean water, and here we see they don't actually care about clean water at all.
No, they apparently do not. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt still has his job and is still deregulating those industries that pollute Americans' air and water. In an interview with NBC, Vice President Mike Pence ignored questions about Pruitt's spending and his corruption scandals and instead praised Pruitt for foisting the burden of pollution onto the public.
Scott Pruitt has done an outstanding job lifting the burden of regulations that were stifling American businesses across this country.
Never mind the people who live at those contaminated sites who don't even know that they're drinking contaminated water. Meanwhile, forecasters now say the U.S. should brace for another active Atlantic hurricane season this year, which officially begins on June 1st, even as hard-hit communities like Puerto Rico are still struggling from last year's hurricanes. Now, a new study from the U.S. Pacific Northwest National Laboratory confirms that powerful Atlantic hurricane storms fueled by warming ocean temperatures are intensifying much more rapidly than they did just 30 years ago, spinning up from zero to extremely dangerous in just hours and giving communities little time to prepare. A separate study also concludes that warmer oceans are turbocharging storms' rainfall capacity, turning them into even greater rain producers. And just a reminder, hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria last year each landed among the top five costliest hurricanes in U.S. history. In Louisiana, electric utility giant Entergy has confirmed that its PR company paid actors as much as $200 a day to pose as grassroots supporters testifying in support of their controversial proposed natural gas power plant in front of the New Orleans City Council. Entergy claims it did not know about the use of paid actors in advance, but has announced it will not charge customers for that cost.
Wow, so they were paying actual crisis actors to show up and do this.
Yes, they were.
No wonder Republicans think the Democrats are being paid to protest by George Soros because that's what they're doing all the time, actually paying people to protest.
Finally, some good news. In a landmark revision of statewide building codes, the California Energy Commission voted unanimously to require rooftop solar panels to be installed on all new single-family homes and multifamily buildings in the state beginning in 2020. The updated building codes also add incentives for advanced energy efficiency and were supported by the home building industry. A state study found that the higher upfront cost of energy-efficient homes with rooftop solar would be more than offset by cheaper utility bills.
Well, there's some good news. Thank you, Des. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find us, follow us, and share us worldwide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.